Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Misconnections on the Wake Up Call. Every Monday morning, we go to Craigslist. We see what they have. We harvest.
Yep.
We take a harvest.
And then we water it.
We water it.
And then we let it bloom.
Yes. And we only give you the week's most interesting that we find.
Why don't you go first? Because the last couple weeks I've gone first.
Not a problem. This one's just called Light Rail. We met at the Manzanita station for Light Rail. We both got on at the same time. You complimented my shirt and I said, I made it myself. You told me that you ride the light rail for free since you fell off the light rail last year. I'm so happy we met. I want to meet again.
Okay, I have a couple things to say.
Me too.
The only time it's okay if you say I made it myself is if your shirt is tie-dyed. Otherwise, you're like weirdly sitting there with a pattern and a sewing machine, and for some reason that's too much for me. Second, if you fell off the light rail and the most you got was free tickets,
you're a bad negotiator.
You have the worst lawyer in the world.
Oh, you don't have a lawyer. Let's go back to the shirt for a second. How do you make a shirt? To be fair, I have no idea how shirts are made.
It's really easy. Imagine this piece of paper.
I see that paper.
Okay, was in shirt shape.
Okay.
Now imagine that is on a very thin piece of tissue paper.
Okay.
You pin that
right
to your fabric.
Okay.
Then you cut out the fabric.
And
okay.
Then what?
And then you do it on the other side.
Yeah.
Then you sew those pieces together.
But I don't have. I do have a seam.
And then
I have a seam on my shirt.
And then you turn it inside out so that the seams are on the inside.
This is like the Da Vinci Code. It was right there on my shoulder the whole time.
So if you have a pattern on your...
Okay, so then what pattern do we think that this person picked?
God, I'd like to think it was something bold.
So do you think that this goes beyond that and this is like a bedazzling thing?
Oh, yes.
Puff paint.
Also, is this a woman that fell off the light rail?
I don't know which one fell off and which one made the shirt. It could go
Maybe
either way.
Maybe it's a bedazzle.
It feels...
Did not think of that.
Because it feels like falling off of a train is something a man does.
It does. Yeah. It does. Like you and your friends went to Rivercats game. And you thought like, I'm not going to pay for parking.
Right.
I'll take the light rail downtown and then walk across Tower Bridge.
And then it also seems like it's more of a man thing. And this might seem a little sexist to go, hey, you're limping over to the, you find the conductor. I fell off this damn thing. And he goes, oh boy. Well, you want to ride it for free? Yeah, of course I do. As opposed to if a woman fell off, she'd just sit on the rails and cry for a while.
This is my best shirt.
Oh, man. Okay, your turn.
Okay. You know what? I feel like there's a shirt involved in this one, too.
Oh, of course.
This is titled Target Flirt.
Mm-hmm.
To the hot guy that asked me where the dog food is.
Yeah.
I knew you were trying to flirt with me, and I should have made it more clear that I was interested. Instead, I giggled and said, I don't work here.
Uh-oh.
But when I got in my car, I realized you were totally into me, and I should have given you my number. If you see this, my name is Sandra, and I have a dog, too.
Somebody wore red
Someone
to Target.
Someone wore red to Target.
That's what that was.
This is a mistake you cannot make.
No. I saw, can I tell you about a red shirt that I saw at Target? And this is on a bona fide employee. It wasn't just somebody in a red shirt at Target. He was wearing a shirt. You're going to love this story. He was checking us out.
Uh-huh.
And he was wearing a red shirt that said, lions, not sheep. Okay?
Okay. I didn't know that they could have something printed on their
They
shirt.
All had something printed on it. Okay?
So it's just...
Almost all of it. Wow. So he's wearing the shirt. And this guy was probably 55 at least.
Okay.
And he was doughy. Oh, he looked like a melted ice cream.
Okay.
Okay. And he's wearing the shirt that says, lions, not sheep.
Yeah.
And like, I was so close. Granted, I was with my family, but I was so close to, not in like a jerkish way, but like kind of in a jerkish way of just being like, is that you?
Are you the
lion? You're the lion? You're the lion. You think you're a lion. Like, I wanted to so badly, like, be like, hold on. You think. I just stood there.
Gavin,
my transaction was way
it's
done.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. So. But it's also a red shirt. So maybe it was his only red shirt. And that's,
if you work at Target and you only have one red shirt,
yeah,
get out of the biz.
Why did Target stop making shirts for their employees? Didn't Target used to have a uniform?
Like you just wore your own red shirt and khaki pants.
It was always like that?
It was definitely red shirts. I don't know if they provided you your own red shirt or if it was a BYO red shirt situation.
Why haven't other businesses locked onto this?
Other businesses make you buy your uniform from them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they make
that's
you
true.
Give them money so you can work there in their clothes.
Do you think the Home Depot people have to pay for those aprons?
No, that is a perk of the job.
Even though they get to write Aaron right on it with Sharpie?
The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.